Welcome back to the Orange Brain Project. I'm your host, Randy Bignall. In today's episode, we dive deep into the fascinating relationship between social media and the brain. Over the past two decades, social media has transformed from niche networking sites into integral components of our daily lives. This chapter explores how this digital revolution influences our communication, interactions, and even our mental well-being. The rapid expansion of social media platforms has reshaped how we connect and share information worldwide. As the internet and mobile technology have become more accessible, platforms like Facebook, Instagram, and X have integrated into our daily routines. We can now communicate with friends and family at any time and from anywhere, enriching our lives but also complicating them. One of the key drivers of social media growth has been the rise of influencers and content creators. With significant followings on platforms like YouTube and TikTok, these individuals are reshaping consumer behavior and preferences. Brands are eager to collaborate with these creators, transforming social media into a powerful marketing tool. Then, there's the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. With social distancing measures in place, many turn to digital channels for social interaction and entertainment, further cementing the role of social media in our lives. But it's essential to consider the effects of social media on our behavior and relationships. While it enables us to connect with like-minded individuals and share our experiences, it also fosters feelings of loneliness and comparison. Users often present idealized versions of themselves, leading to unrealistic expectations and insecurities. Social media has also transformed how we consume news, becoming a primary source for many. However, this shift raises concerns about misinformation and echo chambers, as algorithms prioritize content based on user engagement, potentially exacerbating polarization. The mental health implications of social media are profound. Studies link excessive use to increased anxiety, depression, and low self-esteem. The constant barrage of curated content can overwhelm us, leading to cognitive overload and impaired decision-making. At the neural level, social media engages our brain's reward system with dopamine signaling pleasure in response to likes and comments. This creates a feedback loop that can be addictive, prompting users to seek out more engagement. The culture of comparison fostered by social media exacerbates feelings of inadequacy. Users are bombarded with images and narratives that fuel envy and self-doubt. The pressure to maintain a perfect online persona can lead to anxiety and emotional dysregulation. So, how can we navigate this digital landscape mindfully? Practicing mindful consumption of social media is crucial for mental health. By being aware of our usage patterns, setting boundaries, and fostering genuine connections, we can mitigate the adverse effects on our well-being. Establishing limits on screen time can help maintain cognitive function and emotional health. It's not just about disconnecting, but about reconnecting with ourselves and those around us. While social media offers numerous benefits, it also poses significant challenges for our mental health and well-being. By understanding its influence on our brains and behaviors, we can make more informed choices about how we engage with these platforms. Thank you for tuning into this episode of our podcast. If you found this discussion enlightening, please share it with friends and family. And as always, stay mindful in your digital interactions. Until next time, this is Randy Bignall, signing off.